Over a century has passed since this man ran for president 3 times. While he never held the Oval Office, his words, speeches, and actions are still an example to all today, including those in his hometown of Salem, Illinois. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside. William Jennings Bryan was born in Salem, Illinois in 1860. The well-known political leader still has family here, including a cousin, Frank Davidson.
As a young man, he apparently started out as a Baptist, but somehow he became interested in the Presbyterian Church.
Bryan's faith was very important in his life. That fact can still be seen here in Salem.
He gave the Salem Presbyterian Church the pulpit that is in use there and has been ever since he gave it to us.
The pulpit is unique. It depicts the burning bush and is a treasure to the church here. As Salem resident Frank Brinkerhoff shares, Bryan was the Democratic candidate for president 3 times.
He ran in 96 against William McKinley. He ran in 1900 and in 1908. He ran against McKinley twice and then Taft.
In the 1896 election, he toured the nation, giving over 500 speeches. Bryan's words are still well known today.
He was an orator. They said that he could stand at the courthouse and be heard at the city hall without any magnification.
The distance was nearly a city block. In 1919, Bryan returned to Salem to deliver the high school commencement address.
The class was not very large, I think probably about 20, 30 people, and one of the members was John T. Scopes.
The two met again in 1925 when Scopes was on trial in Dayton, Tennessee for teaching evolution. The show trial included Bryan as lead prosecutor. He died just 5 days after winning the case. Bryan's integrity, leadership, and inspiration are still revered by those who live in his hometown. Traveling the countryside in Salem, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.